Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful returning guest on our show. She is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Good afternoon and welcome back to the show, Dr. Latz. How are you this afternoon?
I am just wonderful, Muriel, and how are you?
Very good, thank you. Very, very good indeed. Now, I'm excited about today's show, as I'm always excited when I have you on the show, because we seem to cover so many things, and I think it's great because we talk about everyday stuff, and I feel like there's people out there that are like, oh, thank you, God, I'm not the only one who thinks like that or feels like that, and I feel we bring a little bit of normality to other people that are listening out there. So today, our topic is going to be, we're going to talk about how to resolve conflict. And for everyone that's out there, if anybody has any questions for Dr. Latz, give us a call at the studio. The number here is 631-257-5704. Again, 631-257-5704. Now, the first thing is, let me see now. How to resolve a conflict, and it's so funny because I always say this. I believe in preventative medicine. I believe prevention is better than cure. And it's so funny because your thing is avoid conflict altogether. Oh, if only it was so easy. How can we do that?
Well, when you put it that way, it seems like, oh my gosh, it's impossible. But there is a conventional wisdom that's out there that says good communication can improve relationships, can increase intimacy, trust, and support. Also, poor communication weakens bonds and creates mistrust, even contempt. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of examples how a communication attitude and patterns can really escalate conflict in relationships, such as avoiding conflict altogether, or being defensive, or overgeneralizing, or having to be right all the time, or mind reading, or character attacks. I'll just name a few that will add to that particular difficulty.
Right. Now, I have to say, I mean, like, I'm very fortunate because, my husband and I, we're great because, like, we talk things out. Well, actually, we don't talk things out. He talks things out, and I talk in a higher pitch. And I'm being honest here. But the thing is, like, you know, we at least we communicate, and at the end of the day, we resolve things. And 10 minutes later, we just carry on, and we forget about stuff. And then, you know, and then that's just how we are. It's like we will, you know, we'll have issues about something, but it's something that gets resolved. And I find that with my husband and I, we're like two buddies hanging out together, you know, and we have issues and we resolve them. It's other people that it's more difficult with. It's family and it's friends. Those are the people that I feel it's hardest when it comes to avoiding conflict, because I like to speak my mind, and I find that so many times I have to walk away from things because I can't say what I'm thinking or feeling. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And that's usually my rule of thumb is if you're really resolving a conflict, it doesn't raise its head in the next disagreement.
Right.
So if it really has been resolved and you have looked at all aspects of it and you've come to a mutual, usually it's a compromise, this will not raise its head again. But if it's not, it will. And a lot of times what happens is we just walk it back. And we say, okay, it's not worth the fight here, or I don't want to engage in that and get again. I can live with it how it is.
Right.
But the crux of it is that there is no resolve.
Right.
And it usually raises itself, maybe not in the exact manner, but it will be the same context.
Yes.
And that is when you know that, okay, we got to do something different. You know, am I trying to avoid conflict altogether? You know, and if I'm trying to avoid conflict and then I remain calm and then all of a sudden just explode because the frustration
right.
is building, you know, and that becomes a stressful route for both people because they're not understanding what's going on, and this usually causes much more stress with both parties. Tensions rise, trust levels drop, resentments continue to fester, and you have a much bigger argument that results after because of that.
Right.
But if we can look at, you know, so if I'm coming at it from avoid conflict and the person that I'm in an altercation with at this time is trying to be right and defend their position, we're going to have conflict. We're going to continue to escalate, even though we don't want to.
Right.
Or we're just going to forget it. Till the next time.
Till the next, and that's what it is, you see, because the thing is, like, I'm just thinking, it's so funny because, like, my little girl, you know, she's under the weather right now. She you know, she's got strep because she has such big tonsils and stuff.
Oh.
And so, yeah, poor baby.
I can sympathize. That used to be my problem as a child growing up. Whoa,
right.
I can understand
yeah.
it.
So the poor baby, she was a little bit under the weather. So, you know, she went to bed late, not feeling well. And then my son's doing a project on Australia. So I had to bake a pavlova at 11 o'clock last night. And so I'm sitting up, I'm waiting and I'm watching TV and I'm watching Everybody Loves Raymond, one of my favorite shows. And it's so funny because while you're talking right now, and I'm thinking, it's like my relationship with my mother-in-law is very similar to that of Ray Romano's wife and his mother. It's like I'm very open, I'm very honest, and people always laugh at me because I will shout at my mother-in-law the same way I do with my own mother. And I don't know if it's normal or if it's allowed, but I do. And it's funny because we have a great relationship because I don't hide anything from her. And like when I'm annoyed at her, she knows it, you know. But that's the thing is, I like arguing with people because I find that when I can argue with you, because I forget about things very easily, as in like once I'm argued and I've got it off my chest, I'm done. I'm on to the next chapter. I don't hold grudges like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people that I feel like sometimes when we're talking about avoiding conflict altogether, and my biggest fear is the fact that there are some people that you cannot argue with. You can't kind of like, you know, avoid conflict with. I have to keep away from certain people because just because of the fact that I don't want to get into an argument or a conflict with them, because I know you can't argue with stupid. That's a horrible thing to say. But do you know what I'm trying to say? Some
yes,
people
I
will
know
just
what you're trying to say.
You know, and it's awful because you know that no matter how you try and let them understand, it's not gonna happen. So when it comes to avoiding that, what do you think is good? Just stay away completely, or do you take the high road and try and just like have another shot of whiskey and play dumb? I don't know.
Well, I think that if you do that sort of resolve, I don't think there's going to be a resolve.
Right.
think it's just going to roll over and fester to the next time, because you know, there when you're trying to avoid, that usually doesn't work. that usually doesn't work. Both parties end up dissatisfied. So it continues to build, you know, another portion of, blocking off the relationship or having the relationship go into a level that neither one of you need, especially if it's a family member or an extended family member. These are people that you're going to be around for all the holidays and special occasions and, you know, all of that. And then, it's like this, there's an uneasy tension. What I try to propose to individuals is, try to take the other's perspective. Mm-hmm. Pull yourself out of your perspective because you know your perspective really right. But try to go in and try to see the problem through his or her eyes. The opposing point of view sometimes can make sense, even if you don't agree with it.
Right.
And so then that, it making sense, you don't necessarily have to agree with it, but then if it makes sense, then there's an opening to say, okay, I can understand your point of view, you say it in so many words, and I see it as valid. What seems to happen in a lot of conflicts is that a party will not see it as valid. They will, and that's when we go into like another link, that you have to win the argument or you have to be right. It's just as if a person says, I can see your point of view, I can see it, I'm not agreeing with it, but I can see it. That validates that person, because usually when we get into some sort of conflict, maybe not all the time, we're trying to get our point out there, listened and be heard. And when you validate without agreeing, you validate that one component that the individual is looking for. At least listen to my point of view and not shut it down. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does make sense. It really does. I want to take a very quick break here before we go any further. But just for all our listeners out there, I just want to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon is Dr. Martha Latz, and she is a senior psychotherapist and life relationship coach at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit her website, which is www.auniquetherapycenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Are you ready to take back your voice and your personal power? If so, then Miriam Vineyard can help you. As a life coach, she can help you go from where you are in life and move forward to where you want to be, working in personal development, empowerment, goal achievement, and relationship revival. If you're ready to take back control of your life, then schedule now at vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. She offers free 5-day classes every month. She also offers a 5-week paid course on the architecture of a goal that starts April 3rd, 2017. Details can also be found on vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. Vineyards of Hope. Let the grapes of hope quench the thirst for change. Vineyards of Hope. Take back your life. Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful guest this afternoon is Dr. Martha Latz. She's a senior psychotherapist and life relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back Dr. Latz. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Letts. Now, today we're talking to basically about how to resolve conflict. And for any listeners out there, if you have any questions for us, give us a call at the studio. The number is 631-257-5704. We talked before our break there about being able to avoid conflict altogether. Now, the other thing is that you often find is people being defensive. Why are people defensive when it comes to like confrontations and arguments and stuff?
Well, they want to put a point that, you know, what they're doing is valid. How they're thinking or how they're approaching this is valid, and they want to defend their position, because then we have the one word that usually comes in when there's conflict is why. When you say why, the person has to defend why they're doing what they're doing. So you're in a spiral, you're on a gerbil wheel, you're going round and round. And so when that occurs, they're busy defending. The other person is busy trying to figure out the why of why they're defending. And then what could ease that and open up more dialogue or more understanding, instead of saying why, to say, how did that thought occur to you? How did you think about doing that? How do you feel about that, if they're a feeler talker? And they then don't have to defend it. They're going to tell you their thought process behind it. They're going to tell you why, without saying why, and having to defend. I did this because, in a defense mode. How did you think about that?
You know, right.
Or, that was a really unique way of approaching that.
Right.
Help me understand that a little bit more.
Absolutely. I want to stop you there very quickly, Dr. Letts. We actually have a caller that's on hold at the moment. Hi, caller. What's your name and what is your question for Dr. Letts?
Hello, my name is Josh Hartman. And my question for Martha Letts is, I'm in a strange predicament. Now, my brother, he's older than me, okay? I'm 36 years old, and he's 42, okay? So I looked up to him as a father figure my whole life. Our father wasn't around. He was out of the picture when we were really early. He had recently suffered a great loss. He lost a loved one. You know, it was his fiance. An unexpected, horrific accident. Now, he actually has been extremely down and depressed from it, and he started to do drugs. And I, you know, now it's to the point where it's like taking over his life. Now, I don't know how to go about telling him, because I kind of feel like, you know, I've looked up to him my whole life. And me going to him and being able to explain that, I feel like, you know, it was like me telling my own father. So you have any suggestions of how I could go about, you know, trying to get him help or telling him, hey, you have a problem, you need help?
That is, first off, let me offer you my condolences. That was
Thank
a tragic thing
yeah.
that happened. And
Thank
the
you.
The conflict that has come out of that. Perhaps make giving you another perspective to look at it.
Okay.
While it was important for you, because your father died so early, that you look to your older brother as a father figure,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that he was there for you, and he was there for probably everybody else in your family, your mother.
Yep. Absolutely, yep.
Okay, so he went from being the older brother to being much more than that.
The man that in the house, absolutely.
Yeah, that in of itself, Josh, it is Josh, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. That in and of itself has an undue pressure. So he was responsible for the well-being of everybody.
Right. He had to grow up really quick. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And so he is in this loving relationship, his fiance. They're looking forward to a life to be together, and they're building that hope and that promise on building on that hope and promise, and then tragedy struck.
Yeah.
He then could not defend it. His whole being came into question then.
Yeah.
I couldn't I couldn't protect and defend the one person that I wanted to tie my life with, that I wanted to marry, that we wanted to build a family together.
Right.
So he would spiral into a sort of like a depression.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Relationship. Then what happens is, here he is. He has been this person all his life, taking care of everybody else unhealthily, and maybe not thinking it through.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know he could go to anybody else, because, you know, he's failed, and now if he goes and says, I need help, that will fail even further in the rest of the family's eyes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
Okay. So an approach you might want to take with him would be, you've always been there for me. How can I assist, not help, because that tells you that he's failing.
Right,
how can
right.
I assist you right now? How can I be there? You have been there for me all my life.
Right.
How can I be there for you?
I like that. I like
you
that.
Like that?
Yeah,
okay.
that's actually extremely helpful. It makes so much sense. You know, I didn't want to approach him the wrong way, you know, because he's in such a fragile state, and I don't want to disrespect him either, you know?
No, thank you for, calling in and...
I really enjoy listening to your show. I like it a lot. You have a lot of good advice, so I really appreciate it.
Okay, Josh. I wish you well on that.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a nice day.
You too.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's life is a very, very strange thing, and I have to say, I'm sure you must feel, so good when you know that you've just helped even one person out there. And that's the thing, it's just by talking to people. And it's so important to be able to talk to people. And I have to say, as much as I complain and moan and groan about, just the way we've evolved with technology and iPads and phones and, everything else, I have to say, there are certain times when you're like, wow, it's a good thing, because when people can listen to somebody else and know that they're not alone and know that they can speak to somebody else, it's a really, really good thing.
Hold on just a moment. I just want to do an aside. That, Muriel, was an example of what I said to you. Try to do another perspective,
mm-hmm.
and try to see the problem through another person's eyes.
Right.
That was a really good example of just offering another perspective, another point of considering.
Right.
So,
And that's the thing again, is that I probably wouldn't even have thought about it being another perspective. It was subconsciously, as in because I wasn't thinking of it, but just the fact that you just brought it to my attention makes it even more so. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So now I'm understanding that, okay, and I think that's what the difference is when it comes to speaking to other people, is that it's not always, sometimes you can go about and you can do things, but it's actually saying it out loud and maybe realizing that you've done it. So for me, I wouldn't have even realized that I was looking at somebody else's perspective, but just you pointing that out to me now makes that so much more of a powerful thing.
Oh, that's great. That's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I think that's what happens when it comes to talking, I think that's what it is. I want to very quickly to go on, and I want to find out a little bit more about overgeneralizing. If we have time, if we can just talk to about overgeneralizing for a couple of minutes.
Okay. So what is your question about that?
I'm just curious, because sometimes I find that, you know, where, for instance, if you're in a situation whereby you're sitting down and you're with a group of people and they just generalize things. It's like, you know, they talk about something, and I don't want to get too involved into it, but when they talk about something and they kind of like almost generalize a group of people, or they generalize a situation, etc., and then all of a sudden you've got other people who take offense to it, because it's like, well, you can't pigeonhole me, or you can't pigeonhole this situation. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So and that's what I'm talking about, is it should we, I mean, how can we stop ourselves from overgeneralizing? Because I'll be honest, it's like, you know, like my husband, he's Jewish, and he's been told like times like, oh, you know, well, you know what, but you're different. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yes. Well, you know, first off, it's recognizing when overgeneralizing is starting to happen. And typically you can recognize it because sentences will start with you always, you never, they always, they never, you never do what I want, you know, it's, stop and think about, is this or is this not true? When people have said to your husband, well, you know, you're just different, that's a form of overgeneralizing. And then it's like, well, you know, isn't that a good thing? We are all individuals, and we all are different, but we all have also different belief systems, and you don't know what's happening with that.
Right.
So when you do, you can always see that it usually is inaccurate. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not engaging in the overgeneralization. That's a perfect opportunity to offer a different perspective.
Right.
Offer another perspective about the situation or about what they're overgeneralizing. If it's a group, if it's what it goes on in a typically a meeting, that sort of thing, it may not be typical. And this always happens. So if it always happens, say in a work setting, then what that infers is that we can never get anything accomplished because this always occurs.
Right.
And that's not helpful to the morale of the people that are in the meeting or the company in general. And so it's like, well, then you can also say, I remember a time when we did come to a wonderful resolve in something. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does make sense. It really does. And we have to finish the show, but I'm going to carry on from there, if you don't mind, Dr. Letts, the next time that we have you back. Maybe we'll start off from those comments there. For all our listeners out there, I just want to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Dr. Martha Letts, and she is a senior psychotherapist and life relationships coach at a unique therapy center in Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit her website, which is auniquetherapycenter.com. You can also email her at lats2000@aol.com. Alternatively, you can give her a call. The phone number is 561-300-4066. Until next week, thank you very much for being with us again this afternoon, Dr. Letts. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
It was a pleasure for me. Thank you so much, Muriel. I appreciate it.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.